Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 9:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Look who's here. Five star in Vegas joining us here in studio. Not by the greatest of circumstances, but you said you wanted to work today. You know your dad wanted you to work. So, sorry. Obviously, we are sorry for your loss. And we really, we commiserate with you. But he would have wanted you to work, huh?
Yes, he definitely would have wanted me to work, man. Rest in peace to my father, John Lindsay, man. One of the biggest Houston sports fans in the city, man. He's the reason that I love the Houston Rockets. The Astros, he didn't miss a game. Every night he was tuned in, and he was an original Oilers guy. He used to always be at the Dome and go watch Earl Campbell and those guys, but he ended up graduating on with the Texans and started following them because he loved Houston that much, and he was just a big Houston sports fan. He'd be dearly missed, man, and I know he's listening to me right now, and I love him, man, and I'm going to continue to represent him by doing what he supported me doing, and that was, doing this professional sports betting, man.
That's great. Well, it's great that you got that foundation with your dad and you got that great memory. That's awesome. That is awesome stuff. Yes. And again, we're sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
It comes at a time when you're really, really busy here. I mean, all of these games. Tomorrow you're going to be in front of 4 TVs, yes, watching all the games. Yes. What a great time, and what a great time to make money, huh?
Yes, it definitely is. It's a wonderful time. This is one of my favorite times of the year.
Let me ask you this. Is Vegas up? How often do you find, hey, that line, this you got more with football or more here that you're going to find, hey, Vegas is wrong on this one?
I would say more so in football. I think football a little bit more. With this college basketball, they're pretty sharp on it. Yeah, they're sharper than you think. The football, they do some slipping, especially in college football. NFL's really tight. NBA, you guys know, I don't even bet NBA. It's so tight. But definitely football. But this is a great time of year. People enjoy it. Vegas is so many people from Houston there. Every time I go to the strip, I see someone from Houston,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's on fire.
I see the Astros cap. I automatically know. The Astros caps everywhere.
I love the Super Bowl because you only got that 3 or 4 hours where you got to watch the game. Otherwise, you can be at tables and all that.
Yeah.
But the tournament time in Vegas, it's just nonstop.
Well, there's nothing better than sweating action with, like, big sports bars where a lot of people, like the SRO that used to be here years ago, yes, off of Westheimer. Yeah. And you'd have all these fans. And this is before the Texans were here. So you'd have fans of football. I'd go on there on a Sunday, Vikings fans, Lions fans, Broncos. It didn't matter.
No.
And you're sweating. And it was the closest I've seen to being a sportsbook atmosphere. Vegas sportsbooks during the tournament,
yeah,
are insane because there's so much action. It's just different for somebody. And people cheering for brackets get just as excited as people who have action. We just get angrier who have action.
Right. Yeah. But a 21-point game is still a game in Vegas. No, exactly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It ain't a game sitting at home, but it's a game
in
Vegas.
You got side, you got total, you got second half total, you got second half team total. There's action all over the place. How many guys in Vegas right now are – we had a question come in about sharp money and detecting sharp money. And it can be tricky because some of the sharps want, you know, they may make a little teaser bet and then they're going to come the other way if somebody moves the line on them. Do the casinos just want the sharp action to come in and do whatever they like? There's really no way around it. You'd rather know what sharp action's in on so you can make the smart move and let them get whatever numbers they want and you move from there, I would assume. You don't want them siphoning money to people that they don't recognize going in. Like, how does that work? How do you know sharp money's in on a team?
I have a relationship personally with MGM and the Wynn, as you know, with Doug.
Right,
so they
right.
let me, you know, pretty much make any bet that I would that I like to make. But it's certain individuals that the books, they don't really like to take some of the action because of that. Westgate Superbook is one of those places that really takes a
because
lot of action.
Because
the
guy's too good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a
Isn't
lot of people
crazy
who are too good
the guy
that they
is
don't
too
allow
good, so you don't want to,
yeah.
like.
Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of bookies don't take. You know, you're too sharp? Beat it. We don't want your money.
It doesn't, like, but you would take my money if I'm not sharp?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, real quick.
It's
I know.
Part of the
time,
game, though.
Two kids that I know that are from Houston, they come to Vegas last week. They give me a ring. Not last week, the week of the Super Bowl. Just by luck, Caesars William Hill shuts down that whole time. Shuts down. So right before the Super Bowl, I have maybe $20,000 sitting in my account there. I can't touch it. I can't move it. I can't make a wage.
Why did they shut it down?
They said there's something about their system crashed or something.
Oh, okay.
So, and it was locked down for like a week. So we can't touch our money and things. So these two kids that I know from Houston who've been booking a long time, they tell me, hey, Cole, you can just book with us. You can just book with us. I'm like, oh, okay, kid. Okay, I got you. So I booked. They booked me. I run it up on them on the Super Bowl. Went about $6,000 from the kids. Of course, they haven't been able to pay. Come up with some money. So that's why I moved to Las Vegas. But my point is, his boss told the kid who asked me, like, man, please get him. He's like, man, that's 5-star Vegas. Don't give him a book. Are you crazy? Don't give him an account. And so... Yeah, he's right. You're right, John. A lot of people do turn down action, but the books definitely do have certain players that they do not allow to continue to make bets, and they have to send other, you know, people and other individuals to get their action. But Caesars does do pretty well at taking a lot of big action. You know, they do take a lot of big bets. They don't really run from action.
Okay, you're going to give us your favorites. Who at first round? Or are you? What are you doing? Are you doing brackets, or are you doing? I love this first round bet.
Let's do brackets because as me and Lance spoke about, a lot of the people here like to do the brackets. Yeah. So I'll just go briefly through who I like in each region. I like Arizona, actually, man, to come out the South. I think that they'll have a real tough test going against Utah State. I expect Utah State to beat Missouri. Then they have Baylor. If Baylor can get through NC State or Creighton, which is going to be a very, very tough group of teams right there. But Baylor lives and dies by the three. And if their three ball isn't going in, they're not as defensively sound as they were in the past. I just like everything about Arizona's team, man. I trust their coach. He's one of the best in the country. They haven't lost two games in a row since he's been there, you know, his whole time there. He comes from Gonzaga. He was the guy that got them all of the international players, and he's brought that same vibe to Arizona and quickly turned Arizona into the real deal, as we saw last week with the Pac-12 championship that they won.
Give us an idea of, in that same bracket, who do you like as a potential upset? And maybe it's just round one. Maybe it's somebody getting the Sweet 16. Who's an upset team?
An upset team for me to watch would be definitely NC State. Uh-huh. I think that they can get Creighton because their frantic style, the way that their coach – he's had a lot of success in March Madness in the past with smaller teams, and they have some guys that can put the ball in the basket. And as you know, the NCAAs is all about guard play.
Yep.
Guards control the NCAAs and the results. So I like NC State maybe on the upset. West Virginia's a dangerous team. They've been playing really well. We know
what seed are they right now?
They're a 9.
So right you now. See them potentially as a Sweet 16 team?
No, because they get Bama.
So oh, yeah. They're,
the
not prop,
they're not beating Bama because right. their style plays right into what Nate yeah. Oates likes to do with Bama. So I think it comes down to an Elite Eight in the South between Bama and Arizona. And the upset in that bracket for me would be it's a small upset. Utah State beat Missouri. And I guess it's not an upset because even though they're 10th ranked in the bracket, they're favorite by 2.5.
That's
so that's
always
not really
the
upset. The
10-7 yeah. is. I mean, yeah. I swear we see more 10 seeds favored than 7, which shows you that Vegas, you know, could easily put the tournament together if you wanted them to.
I think San Diego State can get by Virginia, though. I believe Virginia does win. They're actually one of the games that I'm going to give out. I think that Virginia does beat Furman and covers. I think they locked them down. Furman is a real explosive team. They have some great players, but I don't think that they're ready for the type of intensity that Virginia's going to bring on defense.
Which region do you see as having the most potential chaos in it?
The most potential chaos, let's see. I'd probably say the East. Because they didn't do Purdue any favors with that bracket. And then I'm looking for Memphis to upset them in the second round, but Memphis might not even win in the first round because they have Florida Atlantic. And Florida Atlantic is a really good team. If you guys haven't watched them play this year, Florida Atlantic is the real deal. We talk about
guard
play.
They smashed the other day. They
beat UAB, dominated them. Mm-hmm. I was on them.
Yeah, but Memphis is pretty good.
Is good. Davis is really good.
And I like Williams, too.
Yeah, he's the real deal,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough, tough team.
That's a tough team. So
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, that's going to be a real good game. So out that bracket, I like Marquette. I really love everything they did this year in the Big East. They were really under the radar. People didn't realize what type of team they had and the kind of job Shaka Smart did over there. Those guys are Big East.
Two seed already for Shaka. Yeah. That ain't bad.
Good job, yeah.
Hey, that's a great divorce them in Texas had, right? Yeah. That's the type of divorces you want right there. Because both of them were very successful without each other, man. But I like Marquette. They were regular season Big East champs, and they won the tournament. That's rare that you see teams do that. Once again, guard play. You know, they have Cam Jones, who's ridiculous. So I like Marquette to come out the East. I'm going to break the city's heart, man, but it's a lot of Longhorn fans here, too. But I think the Longhorns get your Cougs, man. I think the Longhorns get out the Midwest simply because the Sasser injury.
That's crazy. Okay, you lost all credibility.
The Sasser injury is too much, man. You guys have inside intel on that.
He's going to be fine.
You think he's going to be fine?
Yeah.
That's not inside intel. That's just John.
Okay.
That's just John talking.
Okay.
I read it. In the Chronicle, he said he's going to be fine, so I'm going.
Of course he's going to say that, but he didn't play.
I bet you he'll play, but how will he be?
How will he be? Because we know he's also had an injury history as well. So, and they have a really tough side there in the Midwest with UH, man, because I expect them to beat Auburn. That's another minor upset. They're plus 1.5, but I really like their tempo, and I like their ability to score.
You just can't pay. You can't play Sasser in the first game. I mean, you'd hate to be a 116 going out, but if you can't strangle out the life of Northern Kentucky.
They will.
Let him have another day of rest. He won't have to play Friday. The next game will be Saturday.
Yeah.
The injury he will have had.
It was last Sunday.
Oh, he would have had
Sunday.
Almost a full. He ought to have 6 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as good as you can hope for unless you want to try to win the second round without him too. And if he does play second round, then I would say there's a real concern about if he makes it back at all.
All right, we're up against it. So give me your Final Four.
My Final Four will be Arizona, Marquette, Texas, UCLA. UCLA
got a bunch of two seeds.
I believe in those two seeds.
I guess you
and did. I think that it comes down to Arizona, Texas, and I think Rodney Terry, he messes around and pulls a Steve Fisher, and he's the first interim head coach since 1989 to win it all.
You think Texas wins it all?
Texas went through the most difficult conference, in my opinion, in college basketball, and I think they're
the
most talented team. I think they're the most talented team in the country. So
how will Chris Beard feel about that?
Well, he's going to get a chance to see because I really think Texas ends up cutting down the nets if they can get through the Midwest. So the Midwest is a tough. They didn't do UH any favors in the Midwest. Yeah,
this would be the first since Steve Fisher.
Versus Steve Fisher, the interim coach,
was
able to win the championship. And I think Rodney Terry can do it. Those guys believe in him.
All right, 713-780-3776. You got a question for Five Star. We'll get his favorite bets as well here coming up. Right now, though, we got a patio to talk about.
Texas Custom Patios. Steven Schell, he's been over at the house today. They ran gas line yesterday. And where they needed to for an electrical line, gas line. They're having to do a lot of different things because we're putting a kitchen in my patio. And it's getting framed out, and it's moving quickly. It looks really good already. I can see what it's going to look like. Got to go pick the stone and the natural stone and the countertop. And this is what you do with Texas Custom Patios. They can build the outdoor living space from the ground floor up. They can also, if you need, they can do an install of a kitchen into an outdoor living space that you've already had built somewhere. But they really love to do it from the ground floor because you're going to get the best quality, the best workmanship, craftsmanship, the best materials used. They stand by their work. They set a price, and they don't change the price based on, well, we had this come up and we had this come up. That's never going to happen. But I can tell you this much. With Texas Custom Patios, whether it's an outdoor kitchen, an outdoor living space, a swimming pool, a pool house, they do it all, and their work is second to none. Go to the website, look at the before and afters, TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
All right, time for me to talk right now about the Morley Law Firm, and I want to send wishes out to Carlos Silva. He and his wife were involved in an accident, and I know who he's going to use when he got T-boned and it was bad. So, convalesce, get better, Carlos, and come back on the air with us. But here's the deal is I know who he's using. He got into an accident where a guy T-boned him. You know what he's going to do? He's going to sue with the Morley Law Firm. If you've gotten into any kind of an accident where you need compensation, you need the Morley Law Firm behind you and squarely behind you. And Carlos Silva is there, obviously. But they'll help everybody who has an issue with one any kind of 18-wheeler accident or wasn't your fault, no insurance, no driver's license, whatever the case may be. You need to get compensated for your pain, for your suffering, for your just replacing your vehicle. All of these things. You got the Morley Law Firm squarely behind you. So if you're looking for the best way to handle any kind of a criminal incident, any kind of a civil incident, any kind of accident, any kind of malpractice, if you have immigration problems, se habla español, all of these things the Morley Law Firm is handling on a daily basis. It's all at MorleyLaw.com. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we're talking about the brackets. We want you to join ours, okay? It is simple. It's free. How about free? And you got a chance to win prizes that include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, concert tickets, and much more. All free, presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager, and supported by Rudy's Barbecue. If you're looking for the best way, it doesn't cost you anything. It's silly. Get there. ESPN975.com. Join and win. Absolutely free. All right, so...
By the way, there's Texas Barbecue now in Vegas. My boys, the Blood Brothers Barbecue, are in...
What?
They are in... World Circus, what is it?
I believe I went by there. They're in Resort World, right? They're in Resort
That's
World.
The new
yeah, it's Resort
They're
World.
They're in Resort World. Yeah. My wife and my kids and a couple buddies of mine, when Resort World first opened, we went over there and did 4th of July. We spent the night, and I saw it, and we were like, hey, there's a Houston place.
Yes, exactly. So Blood Brothers. So there's some Texas barbecue, some Houston barbecue there in case you need.
Yes.
With a little flair. All right, so now let's get to the action. We've been talking about some of the, we've been talking about some of the bracket stuff, and people can reach out to you if they have a bracket question at Five Star in Vegas on Twitter. Let's get to the action. Who are the plays that you like in this first round?
Okay, tonight I'm going to go with Arizona State. Now, I hate how much of the public's going to be on this game, but schematically looking at this game, I just don't see how Nevada beats Arizona State. Arizona State plays lockdown defense. A lot of people don't know they're 12th ranked in defensive field goal percentage. As you know, they can put the ball in the basket. Desmond Cambridge is the name to watch tonight. He's a transfer. He came from Nevada to Arizona State, and I think he lights up his old team tonight. His prop is over 15.5 points. I like Desmond to go over 15.5 points on that. I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
Okay,
that's
go over 15.5 points. And then Nevada's also lost three straight games as well. So they come in the tournament very cold. I was really surprised that the committee picked them. But, I like Arizona State for sure tonight. The Wolfpack are 2-5 against the spread in their last seven games against teams with winning records. And I like that Sun Devils team, man. I think that they can make a little noise. As you saw them upsetting Arizona this year and also playing well against UCLA.
So you like Nevada under 65.5 team points in if you think they're getting locked down?
Or do you the over under is 134 for the game. So I don't know if, you know, the two sides, 67.5 and 65.5. Arizona State is 67.5 and Nevada 65.5.
On those two, those are shaky, man, because at the end they start to foul.
I know.
And that's what always
it's
catches
up.
And that's the worst on these college games. But I do like the props on Jared Lucas, who's the Nevada star point guard, best three-point shooter in college basketball, for him to go over 16.5. And I like Desmond Cambridge going over 15.5. And I like the side with Arizona minus two, Arizona State minus two.
How are you handicapping the Cougs without Sasser? Is it impossible? Are you staying away from him?
Yeah, but they did it. They played last year without him.
But they played a long time without him.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They already were.
You do know Sasser. Look, it's a rough shooting team now. They defend, but they have not been shooting well. If your name isn't Sasser, they've had a hard time getting consistent offensive production.
Yeah, and it's because the wonderful coach, he doesn't put too much into the offensive side of the ball. He does a lot of ISO, and make it happen. And if you want to get fed, go get it off the offensive glass. He concentrates on defense, and it's worked well for him.
They didn't concentrate on defense against Memphis. That was a real problem. Okay, what else? Any other steamers?
Yeah, we got some for Thursday. As I told you, I like Virginia minus 5.5 versus Furman. It's a lot of people.
Furman's pretty good though.
Yeah, but I think Virginia locks them down. Virginia quietly had one of the better seasons in the ACC. They won the regular season title. We know that Furman averages 82 points per game, but they're playing in the SoCon. And now they're going to face some real athletes at Virginia. Virginia's a tough team. They're long, they're lengthy, and they have a better offensive team this season, actually, than they've had in the past. Sometimes Tony Bennett gets to running that, small, that slow-paced stuff and methodical offense, and just drives me crazy because they had athletes to play a little bit more up-tempo, but he chooses to play his father's style of basketball. So, but I still think that they get the six because of the free throws at the end.
Got them a national title, but yeah.
Yeah, it got them. But the last three, it's crazy. It's like boom or bust. The last three seasons, they've been knocked out in the first round, and then they won the national championship in between that. So,
yeah. No. The only one seed to ever lose it.
Yeah.
In the first round. But you like them -5.5.
I like them -5.5. I like Iowa tomorrow +1.5 against Auburn. I just think Iowa's just a better team than Auburn. Auburn is a bunch of athletes, and they're very streaky, and they don't lock you down as they have in the past. They like to try to get up-tempo, and that's going to play right into the hands of what Iowa likes to do. So I like Iowa to pull that one out at +1.5. I also like Duke -6 against Oral Roberts. The line is extremely low. Like, it's inviting you to play Duke, but as we know, as you know, I do a lot of research, and you'll be surprised, man. The public is more on Oral Roberts than on Duke. Yeah, they're heavy on Oral Roberts, and I think it's because, last year they made their run. Oral Roberts, if you're a real college basketball guy, they've won 17 straight in their conference. They went, undefeated in their conference this year. They got Max Atmos, who's one of the best guards in the country, and he's averaging 22 a game, but I just like everything about that Duke team. Shire's done an unbelievable job replacing Coach K. As we saw in the ACC tournament, the thing that's good about Duke is they're versatile, man. They can play different styles. They can beat you in slugfest where it's lockdown defense, or they can beat you outscoring people. And I like everything that they're doing. And a lot of people don't even see that Shire's only working with one player from that entire team that went to the Final Four last year. It's a whole new group of freshmen and transfers, and he has them playing really well at the right time. And that's important with the tournament for me, is how you're playing going into it. And I like how Duke's playing a lot. And then the last one that I'll give out will be Utah State -1.5 versus Missouri. We already talked briefly about that. They're a 10 seed, but they're favored. A lot of veterans over there, man. Those guys have played a lot of basketball together at Utah State in a tough mid. The Mountain West, in the tough Mountain West. I watched them a lot. They play really good together, man. They got a transfer, Funk, that came over, and he's an unbelievable shooter and scorer. So I think that they're able to put up too many points for Missouri.
All right.
So one of the most interesting – I want to just make sure that people know this. Yeah. five-star had Texas as a surprise national champ.
Yep.
Just to play them is plus 300 in there to get out of their region, plus 300 out of their region. If you're looking at winning the entire thing, you can get Texas at plus 1,400 as an example of the number you can find. So that's pretty phenomenal value to get down on that one. Yeah. So Houston is the favorite, what I'm looking at, plus 440. Just doesn't feel like they should be the favorite right now at all. I would say Alabama should probably be there next up at 650.
This. Don't buy into it. This one game has skewed everybody's attitude.
No, no. It's not one game. Nah, I've been watching shooting problems throughout the year. It really has less to do with Sasser and more to do with they can't consistently find their offense and they're not a good free throw shooting team or three-point shooting team. That's hard to lock up everybody every game for a tournament.
I'm so happy everybody's down on them. I'm thrilled. Good. It's us against the world.
And my brother's an alum. He loves the Cougs. He's a diehard basketball guy. So, DJ, unfortunately, we got to go against the Cougs, man. And they better watch in the Sweet 16 because Miami's a problem.
Well, yeah, Miami. No, this is going to be – it's going to be interesting to see this. Well, in the Sweet 16, if they get past Iowa.
Yeah, if they get past Iowa. That's why they didn't do them any favors. They're supposed to be the second-ranked school, but it doesn't look like it, by the way.
Well, but Seth Davis had a Miami, the big upset, losing in the first round.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? He thinks that Drake gets
it? Yeah.
I don't think so. Drake is a really good team. Really good team. They can shoot the ball well. I just think that Miami's a little bit too much for them. Miami's versatile, man. Miami has a lot of good players, man. And you saw from the ACC, their regular season. They were one of the regular season champs. They shared it with Virginia.
All right. Where do you bet this? You bet it at MyBookie. Okay, so if you're looking for a place, all of these picks the five-star just gave you, there's one place to go. It's bet975. It's mybookie.ag. Bet975 is the promo code to receive a bonus up to $1,000. They'll match 50% of your first deposit. And five-star will tell you, ain't no casino giving you an extra 50% on your bets. Ain't no casino doing that. Grab your extra funds now, and for a limited time, you get a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at big money. Look, this is life-changing money. But you can also enter as many times as you want for the price, basically, of an Uber. So many online betting sites to choose from. You need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Choose MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975 for the ultimate sports betting experience. It is time. If you don't have a place to play, or if you do have a place to play, here's another place to play where they're going to give you 50% match and 50% of your deposit up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Have you ever heard News of the Weird?
Yes.
Five-star?
Oh, you know I tune in Vegas. Okay.
So you know what's about to happen here.
The news?
News of the Weird. Guys, a new study out says yoga can help men last three times longer in bed. Are you guys going to start doing yoga?
I'm not going at this point. If I haven't been doing it, I ain't starting to do it. Okay. I'm not trying to get no new friends and no new workout routines
and no new kids.
I guess I'll be on the mat with my wife in the morning because she does it every morning.
You've got looks like a younger wife.
Yeah,
she's
10 years younger than me.
You do what you got to do.
She's 10 years younger.
You do what you got to do.
Holly Saunders says she is launching the hottest sports league in the world. Do you want to watch Holly Saunders Sports League?
So she's golf, right?
She is, and she's all kinds of stuff.
Well, no, I've seen her. What does this mean, the hottest sports league? What will have better viewership? That or Live, because you can't find Live Golf.
Exposed sports. Uh-oh. It's going to be women dressed scantily competing in different events.
So in other words, we're doing the
Yeah.
What is it? The flag football? No, the women's football.
Lingerie league.
Lingerie league, yeah.
Well, whatever. A free diver broke the world record plunging 170 feet into a frozen lake. Do you feel like you can dive 180 feet into a frozen lake at any point?
No.
What do you think, like 140 or so?
120 would be the max.
120 is your max?
Yeah, I could do that. I could stay under for probably.
Lance does this all the time. Right. He says he could. But he wants it to be believable.
No, it is believable.
And I'm completely the stereotype. I can't even swim.
Five-star, you're out on this?
I'm out
on this world record?
Let me tell you something. I watched a video of a girl who jumped in a cutout lake. Like, she wanted to see what it was like, and she immediately passed out. It was so cold, she passed out. They had to go in and rescue her.
Of course they did.
You hit the water.
She didn't have a rope around her.
I whitewater rafted one time, and when the cold water goes, bang, it hits you in the junk, you can't breathe anymore. You're like, it's bad enough when you just jump into a swimming pool.
Right.
Apparently, a prison in the UK, in Great Britain, they had to fire 18 female guards because of claims that they were having relations with the inmates. Do you want to be imprisoned at this Great Britain prison?
Show me the.
Some of them.
That's not bad.
No, that's
the redhead. Not bad.
How did they get hired? There. What? Why were
do
they
you
trying
feel
to
like you should go out and steal something right now?
No,
so that you could go to jail
because they're out.
They're out.
Who are they replacing them with? I guarantee you, they said we got to start thinking about who we are.
Right.
We need some ugly blokes in here, and there will be no more of this stuff.
Apparently, there is toxic forever chemicals found in toilet paper around the world. Do you want to wipe your butt with toxic forever chemicals or not?
You should see what I eat. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm like, you know, if it happens, it happens. Right. Whatever. I'm not thinking that much.
I really think they should take those off the market. Toxic forever toilet paper.
I mean, if they can switch them out, I don't want to use them.
No, apparently it's not really great. It's flushed and it's in the system, in the water system. It's really not great for us.
Okay.
And the whole thing.
It has to do like the Europeans. You know how they have the water thing, the toilet. Yeah. You sit down and it cleans itself. What is it again?
A bidet.
A bidet.
A state lawmaker in Minnesota is opposed to free school lunches. He says he's never met a hungry Minnesotan. Do you feel like all Minnesotans are being stereotyped here?
I think he was making jokes. Do you know how many free lunch? Like, my kids, it used to be you had to get qualified for free lunch. My kids sometimes, they just go, no, we get an HISD. I think it's just free lunch, period.
Yeah.
My kids, snacks will just go get. Yeah, he'll just say, I'm just bringing.
Great.
Yeah.
We used to starve.
I know.
And have crappy pizza.
I had two. My mom would give me $2
square
pizza that
was awful.
Yeah, it was
awful. It wasn't even quick. And then they wrapped it in plastic wrap. Yeah. But I would go, John Uhl, the Uhl brothers, who were dangerous. Like, they were rough guys, the Uhl brothers from Nevada. I'm not Nevada, Needville.
They weren't Mel Murphy, but go ahead.
No, but they were pushing beef jerky. So they had guys underneath them. It was just like watching The Wire, but for beef jerky. They would have beef jerky, and you knew the kids who were hustling beef jerky. Like, they would have, you know, brown paper sack, and if you want to buy it, it would just happen to be $2, so my lunch money's gone. But I bought Uhl beef jerky.
Well,
to this day,
you don't want to get your ass kicked.
That was back in the 80s. You know where you can find Uhl beef jerky? Pete's Fine Meats.
Really?
Yes. He knows the Uhls. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
John Uhl, the guy who used to make it, is not
so
no longer with us.
So they took it from a racket in middle school to...
Oh, no. They were selling now. They were pushing weight through Lamar Consolidated High School when it came to beef jerky. And now you can go find it over at Pete's Fine Meats because Michael came from Lamar Consolidated.
Oh, he did. All right. Well, we got one more story.
All right.
Oklahoma Republicans vote to let teachers hit kids with disabilities. Do you feel like...
Oh, my God. What? What are we doing here?
Do you feel like Republicans should maybe pull back? Just
What's going on?
I don't know.
Hey, what are we doing?
What the hell?
Say the whole story. What did this...
Oklahoma lawmakers on Tuesday failed to pass the state House of Representatives bill that would prohibit corporal punishment against school students with disabilities. Said, you can hit them. Nice job, Republicans.
Man, that's a little rough.
Come on. All right, we're done. We appreciate you. Five star, as always. Thanks. And thoughts and prayers for you and your family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Time for me to talk about Access Vascular Health. Look, if you have to get up in the middle of the night, if you feel like you can't start and you can't stop, urinating, if you feel like that you might have an enlarged prostate cancer, no, she can't help you, but she certainly can help you if you have an enlarged prostate. And the process is so simple. Look, they used to have surgery on, but doctors used to have surgery on you if you had an enlarged prostate. No, don't do it. It's the worst process ever. All you need is an IV from Doc Manavese. She is awesome. She's going to give you an MRI. She's going to give you an ultra. Basically, she's going to give you an X-ray, an MRI, and then 45 minutes in the chair with an IV, and you got and your prostate problems are done. Are you kidding me? That's the only way to go. So if you have any prostate or you think you have prostate issues, 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
What do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.